Amen. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in this morning, and that is this week's announcements. Have a blessed week.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Hart, for your announcements. At this time, we're going to move forward. Into our scripture, and let me make the scripture bigger. If you have your Bibles, we're going to ask that you turn, amen, to John, the 4th chapter, beginning at the 43rd verse. John, the 4th chapter, beginning at the 43rd verse. John, 4th chapter. And if you don't have a Bible, we have it on the screen for your reading with us. Just to let you know, we're not making up what we're talking about. It is scripture. It is there. Glory, glory. We thank God for you. We thank God for everyone that's here and listening in and participating and chatting with us. We just thank God. We're going to read John beginning at the 43rd verse. It says, Now after 2 days he departed thence and went into Galilee. For Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his own country. Then when he was come into Galilee, the Galileans received him. Having seen all the things that he had did at Jerusalem at the feast, for they also went unto the feast. So Jesus came again into Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son. For he was at the point of death. Then said Jesus unto him, Except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. The nobleman said unto him, Sir, come down here. My child die. Jesus said unto him, Go thy way. Thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him. And he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, Thy son liveth. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend. And he said unto him, Yesterday at the 7th hour, the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at the same hour. I like that. Can I say that one more time? So the father knew that it was at the same hour in the which Jesus saith unto him, Thy son liveth. And himself believed, and his whole house. This is again the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea of Galilee. If we want to give you a thought on this morning, believe, just a simple word, believe. Believe. Can I say it one more time? Believe. I'm going to say it 1,000 more times in the next 45 minutes. Believe believe. You know, we often can easily believe the things that we see. I say it a lot, but it is so difficult to believe the things we can't see. It's easy to believe the things that are in within our reach, but it's so difficult to believe the things that are beyond our reach. It's easy to believe the things that are within our power, but it's even more difficult to believe the things that are beyond our power. If I can call a friend and get it done, I can believe that it'll happen. If I can call my parents to get it done, I believe that it can happen. If I can call my pastor or my deacons and get it done, I believe that it can happen. If I can apply for a loan at the bank, I can believe that it can happen. If I go to the interview on the job and the interviewer is a friend of mine, I can believe that it can happen. If I can get into my car and drive to the location, I can believe that it can happen. But if we take all of those things, all of those resources, all of those individuals, all of those assets out of the equation, and I don't have mama and I don't have daddy, I don't have the pastor and I don't have the deacons, I don't have the bank or the credit to even go to the bank, I don't have the relationship, I don't have the automobile, I don't have, oh God, any of these things that could allow me to accomplish the goal that I am trying to accomplish. Oh, I'm in a situation where my back is against the wall and there's nobody to support me. There's nobody to help me. There's nobody to build me up. There's nobody to carry me along. There's nobody to participate with me. I'm all by myself. When I'm in that place, there's nothing left for me to do but to believe. There's nothing left for me to do but just believe. Jesus said, believe. We got to believe. We must believe. Well, What do you mean? Well, look at our text on today. We're looking at a ruler that had a problem. Yeah. We're looking at a ruler that had a problem. The ruler sought Jesus. He came from Capernaum to Cana. And my studies share with me that it was about a 20 to 25 mile distance. And on foot, that is a good little walk. He was desperate. His son was sick unto death. And we talked about Jesus having power over death last time, and it was a different ruler with a different child. It was his daughter. In this case, it's a different ruler with his son. And the ruler on last time had to make his way through the crowd, but this ruler had to make his way through the distance. And sometimes we have to go the distance to get to Jesus. Sometimes we have to walk the distance to get to Jesus. Sometimes we even have to run the distance to get to Jesus. Life is not a destination, but it is a journey. We have to understand that it's not about all the time where we're going, but we have to worry about how we're getting there. We have to make this journey. And this ruler no doubt had resources. This ruler no doubt had servants, because the servants came to share the good news. And this ruler no doubt had opportunity. But as we said before, Jesus has a way of getting your attention, no matter what your resources are, no matter what you have, no matter what you're able to do on your own. We have to go the distance to get to Jesus, because it gets sometimes to a place where our resources is not adequate for the situation. It gets sometimes in a place where the doctor can treat, but the doctor can't cure. It gets to a place sometimes where the bank account may have zeros, but the bank account can't provide. It may get to a place where friendships are abundant, but the friendships cannot be resourceful enough. It might get to a place where you may have all the things that you feel you need materially, and maybe even spiritually, but it's not enough. Jesus had to talk to this man and his problem. To the man, the problem was physical, because the son had died. But to Jesus, that wasn't the problem. The problem was, in verse 48, Jesus said unto him, "Except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe." In other words, you've experienced signs and wonders. You've seen some signs and wonders, and unless you see those signs, unless you see those wonders, and unless you see that automobile, and you're in the finance office signing the documentation, unless you see you're sitting at the title company and you're in the office at the table signing for that house, unless you see the wound that's in the body that's healing, unless you see the medication that you have to take to remove the pain, unless you see the diabetes medication, unless unless you see the high blood pressure medication, unless you see the cancer treatment, unless you see, you're not going to believe. Except ye see the signs and the wonders. The problem was not the deaf man, the deaf son, the man having the son that was sick unto death. That was not the issue. We know that Jesus has the power to raise the dead. We know Jesus has the power to make the blind see. We know Jesus have the power to make the dumb talk. We know Jesus has the power to make the deaf hear. We know Jesus has the power to deliver the captives. We know Jesus has the power to comfort the heart. We know Jesus has the power. We know that. But if we don't see it, see, they had seen him make wine out of water. But only after the water became wine did they believe. Only after did they see the deaf man here did they believe. Only after they seen the lame man walk did they believe. Only after they seen the blind man see did they believe. And it was by the signs and the wonders. Yeah. I know. I'm repeating that because we are people of signs and wonders. We're looking at the news today and saying, oh, look at the turmoil that is going on, and look at the weather phenomenons that are happening, and look at the wars and the rumors and wars, and the end of times are coming. Because the Bible said so, and yes, it do said so, but we're looking at the signs and the wonders. We're watching for the signs and the wonders. But listen here, my beloved. Hey man, it's not about the signs and it's not about the wonders. We should just simply believe. See, the problem is not the death. The problem is not the trouble. The problem is not the trials. The trouble, the problem is not the tribulations. The trouble is not the fires that are breaking out. The trouble is not the tornadoes. The trouble is not the hurricanes. The trouble is not the violence. The trouble is not COVID-19. The trouble is not the hurricanes. The trouble is not the government. But the trouble is the fact that we need signs and wonders to believe. Young kids and in our youth, we used to sing a song that says he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the little bitty baby in his hands. He's in control. And yes, sometimes negative things happen. A lot of times negative things happen. And God sometimes allows those things to happen. But we're looking for the signs and the wonders. But we have to remember, not the problem. We have not to focus on the problem. We have to not focus on the issue. But yet we should focus on the promise. Jesus said here in the scripture, amen. He said in the 50th verse, after the man, the nobleman, had said, sir, my child is dying. Yeah, you telling me that I have to see the signs and wonders, and that just might be the truth. But sir, I need you to understand that my child is about to die. Sometimes we have to be persistent, amen, in what we believe, and not only be persistent, but we have to remember the promise that God has given us, that Jesus has given us. He says here in the 50th verse, he said, go thy way, thy son liveth. Go thy way, thy son liveth. Wait a minute, Jesus. Wait a minute, Jesus. You're telling me to go on because my son liveth? I just left home and he was sick and he was about to die. What are you telling me? Go my way that my son liveth? I got issues because with the other ruler, you walked to his house with him. Amen. And you're not going to walk to the house with me. You're not going to come and visit my house, but just go my way that my son liveth. What are you saying, Lord? I'm confused about go my way. Why are you not praying with me? Why are you not coming to visit my house? Why are you not meditating with me? Why are you not worshiping with me? Why are you not singing a song with me? Why are you not visiting with me? Why? What's going on? What's wrong with me? Why am I in this situation? Go my way, thy son. First of all, you ain't even made it to my house. How do you know my son live? That's what I would be saying. That's what most of us would be saying, because guess what? We're looking for signs and wonders. But the Bible says that the ruler, it says, and the man believed the word that Jesus had spoke unto him. Ah, yeah, Jesus didn't go to his house, but the man believed the word. Yeah. Jesus didn't go and preach a whole sermon to him, but the man believed the word. Jesus didn't give him no explanation, and he didn't do no exegesis of the text, and he didn't expound on it, but the man believed the word. Yeah. Jesus didn't give him a sign and Jesus didn't give him a wonder, but the man believed the word. He didn't do cartwheels and he didn't do flips, but the man believed the word. Do I have someone that's with me this morning that is believing the word? Amen. Am I talking to some folks that just believe the word? Jesus said, go thy way, thy son liveth. Yeah, you left home and your son was lying in the bed sick unto death, almost ready to die. But Jesus told you that he lived and you believed his word. Amen. The doctor told you, amen, that you didn't have long. Amen. The counsel was going to wreck in your body. Amen. But Jesus said, amen, that you lived. Amen. The bank said that you couldn't get the loan to buy that home. Amen. But Jesus said that you're going to get that home. The bank said that you couldn't get the car. Amen. But Jesus said you're going to get the car. Amen. Your friends may even told you, amen, that it ain't going to happen. Amen. But Jesus said, amen, that it's going to live. Amen. Your dream's going to live. Your goals are going to live. Your career is going to live. Your boss said that you couldn't get, amen, that promotion. You couldn't get that raise. But Jesus said that you're going to live. Amen. Who am I talking to? Is there somebody out there, amen, that believe, amen, that you're going to live? Amen. The situation may look dim. Amen. Your promotion may look dim. Amen. Your career may look dim. Oh, yes, yes. Your elevation may look dim. Amen. But Jesus said, thy son live. Yeah, I know how it looked when I left the house. I know how it looked. Amen. I know the bills were due and the money was low. I know how it looked. Amen. But I understand that Jesus said, thy son liveth. Am I talking to somebody that can believe? Amen. The promise. Jesus made a promise here. Amen. He made a promise because, amen, the man didn't know whether his son liveth or not. Amen. He just had to believe the promise. Do you believe today that Jesus said, thy son liveth? Your situation can live. You don't have to be in this situation all of your life, but it can live. That drug problem, that drinking problem, that issue that you have, that oh God, Jesus said that you can live. You don't have to die in your situation. You don't have to ball up and cry and get into a room and don't talk to nobody and never come out again. Amen. Jesus said, thy son can live. You can make it. You can do it. But you got to just go your way. Go your way. It reminds me when Jesus talked to the man at the pool of Bethesda. He said, wilt thou be made whole? And the man gave him all kind of excuses. It's my favorite scripture. It's the one that helps me get by. Amen. It's my favorite. Man gave him all kind of excuses, talking about what other folks are doing and what other folks ain't doing. They ain't helping him, and they're not trying to support him. Amen. But Jesus said, wilt thou? Do you want to be made whole? And then after he said all of his excuses, Jesus said, stand up, take up thy bed, take up your issues and walk. And he's telling the same thing to this ruler. Amen. Go thy way. Amen. And thy son liveth. Don't you worry about your son dying. Amen. Because I said he's going to live. Don't you worry about the negative situation, because I said he's going to live. Don't you worry about the death situation, because I said he's going to live. Go thy way. Live on. Live on. Because it's going to live. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him. Jesus is speaking a word to someone this morning. Jesus is speaking a word to your hearts this morning. Jesus is speaking a word in your mind this morning. Jesus is speaking a word in your life this morning. And he's saying, go thy way, thy son live. You got to believe it this morning. You got to believe. You got to do like this man and just go back home believing that he lives. You got to go back home believing that your career lives. You got to go back home believing that your job lives. You got to go back home believing that your health condition lives. You got to go home and believing, amen, that, oh my God, that the pain that's aching in your body, that good health lives. You got to believe that the diabetes is not killing you off, but you're going to live. You got to believe that cancer in the body, it might be trying to kill off some things, but you're going to live. You got to believe. You got to believe. You got to believe. Tell somebody, I believe, 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 I believe the word. I believe the word. I believe the word. And I'm coming in. Got a few minutes. I'm coming in. Amen. And Jesus said, the Bible says that he went his way. The man did obedience to Christ. He went his way in believing what Jesus had said. In the 51st verse, it says, and as he was now going down, he was going back down to Capernaum, going home. He had pressed his way. He had went the distance. And Jesus told him what he needed to know, distance away from his home. But on his way back home, his servants met him and told him, saying, thy son liveth. Now, that's the type of, the ruler we dealt with last time had some negative folk coming out of the house talking about, Your daughter is dead. Your daughter is dead. And Jesus was walking with the ruler to the ruler's house, and they were bringing out the negative message. But this is the type of message you want coming out of your house. Amen. That your son liveth. Amen. This is the message you want coming out of your earthly house. Amen. This house. Amen. It can live out of your mind. It can live. Whatever the situation may be, you might almost gave up. Amen. And said that it's over with. I'm through. I'm complenished. I'm kaput. I waved the white flag. Amen. It is over. I don't want it no more. I don't give up. I just quit. Amen. But God has said that it can live. Amen. You got to have it in your mind that it will live, that it can live. And Jesus said it's going to live. And you got to walk like it's going to live. You got to talk like it's going to live. You got to act like it's going to live. You got to operate like it's going to live. You got to believe that it's going to live. Amen. You got to go your way just like it's already done and say, I believe that my son liveth. I don't know what your son is. I don't know what it is in your life, but whatever your son is in your life, you got to say to self, self is going to live. Amen. I know that it's going to live. As I walk my way, it's going to live. As I go up and down the streets, it's going to live. As I go to work, it's going to live. As I go to the grocery store, it's going to live. As I go to the park, it's going to live. I don't know, as I go to the doctor's office, it's going to live. I'm going into the surgery room, but I'm going to live. Oh, God, all I know is I believe. I believe, 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 and I'm going to live. That's the type of message we want coming out of the house. That's the type of message we want coming from our servants and from our friends and from our neighbors and from our pastors and from our deacons and from our missionaries and from our ministers. Amen. We need to know that we're going to live, amen, and not die. Well, somebody say, well, that's not reality. Death is all around us. COVID-19 is on a rampage, and my uncle got it, my cousin got it, and my auntie got it. Amen. This person got it, and death is all around us. And how can you say minister? How can you say pastor? How can you say elder? Amen. That it's going to live when all these folks are dying all around us. Well, let me tell you, honey, amen, I got a message for you today. Jesus died on the cross over 2,000 years ago. Amen. Then my Bible tells me that they nailed his hands and they nailed his feet. Amen. The Bible tells me that he hung there from the 6th to the 9th hour. My Bible tells me that he gave up the ghost. And when he gave up the ghost, he held his head in the locks of his shoulders, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabethani. Amen. My God, why have thou forsaken me? The reason I know, amen, that we can live, amen, because when he died on the cross, amen, he didn't stay there, but they put him in a borrowed tomb. Amen. And he got up on the third day with all power in his hand. Can I do it like the old preachers used to say? He got up with all power, all power, all power in his hands. And when he got up with all power in his hands, he made it possible for us to have the right to the tree of life. He was the first of the living that came from the dead. Amen. I want you to know today, if you give your life to Christ, amen, no matter what die in your life, but you can live. I want you to know today, no matter what's died in the flesh, amen, but your soul can live. If you give your life to Christ, no matter what goes on this earth, amen, it may be deathly unto you. They may be dying out to you. You might be losing family members. Amen. You might be losing heart, but I want you to understand, amen, if you give your life to Christ, amen, you might die earthly, amen, but your soul will live forever. No matter what happens to you right here and right now in this moment, amen, you're looking for signs and you're looking for wonders, but I come to tell you this morning, amen, signs and wonders, amen, it may not come, amen, but you got to believe that you will live. Amen. Signs and wonders may not happen, but you got to believe that you can live. Signs and wonders may not be in effect, but you got to remember that you can live. Signs and wonders. Stop looking for the signs. Stop looking for the wonders. But let's believe. Let us believe. Pray with me. Most Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come humbled before thee, O God. Oh God, thanking you right now in the name of Jesus for your power. Oh God, thanking you for your strength. Thanking you for your magnificent ways, oh God. Your ways are not our ways. We don't always understand, God, but you're the all-knowing God. Oh God, you're omnipotent, God. You're all-knowing, God. Oh God, and you're omnipotent. You're all-powerful. So God, we praise you and we glorify you at this moment and at this hour. And God, we just continue to strengthen ourselves in you, God. Wrap yourself around us in the name of Jesus. Oh God, bless your people, God. Bless us, God. God, we often operate in the natural and we often want to see your signs and we're looking for a wonder, God. And God, we're looking for something, God, to indicate, oh God, where we're at and where we ought to be and how we should do it. But Father, we need to know at this hour and this moment that you are the sign and you are the wonder. Your word is within itself. So we just want to believe. Believe what you said. Believe how you say it. And believe it in your name, Jesus. We pray. Amen. 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 And that's the payoff. When you believe, that's the payoff. Yes, Lord, when you believe. If God has done anything for you in this message, we want to, amen, give you an opportunity to come to Christ and to know him for yourself. I can tell you, I can invite you, but it takes you to make a decision for you. Come to Christ. Come to God. Pray this prayer with me. Most Heavenly Father, I've sinned, for I am a sinner. But yet I believe, God, that you were human, yet you were divine. I believe you were born of a Virgin Mary. And Lord, I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. Lord, I believe that you got up on the third day with all power in your hand. Lord, I believe that you're sitting on the right-hand side of the Father, making intercession for me. And Lord, because it is your word, I'm going to go my way. And I'm going to believe. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer with me, I declare right now that you are saved. The Bible says if you confess it with your mouth and believe it in your heart, that you will be saved. And amen, I believe the word. I believe it's just what it said. I'm crazy as a chain. I'm just as crazy, nutty. I'm a nutcase for the word. Amen. And I believe if it said it, I believe it. So I just want to let you know this Sunday morning, if you prayed that prayer with me, declare that you are saved. Continue to grow in his grace. Continue to grow in his mercy. And God will make a way for you. We thank God for each and every one of you who've joined us today. Bless us. Bless us with your presence. Bless us with your comments. Oh, God. We thank him today. We praise him today. Just believe. We'll see you next Sunday. Amen. Dynamically, in God's way, in God's will. God bless you. Let us have our benediction that we may go. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you. tell somebody up in here tonight that there is something on the inside of you that's going to help you win in this season. And it's called a champion. You want to open up your mouth and shout, I am the champion. Everything attached to you wins. I said everything attached to you wins. Can you point to your neighbor and tell me? Everything attached to you wins. Come on, let's sing it. Everything attached to you wins. Just tell them, say, it's your winning seed.
It's your winning seed.
It's your winning seed.
It's your winning seed.
You've got God to carry you.
It's your winning seed.
You've got God to carry you.
It's your winning seed.
That's what he's going to do tonight.
It's your winning seed.
But you can't afford to lose again.
It's your winning seed.
You can't afford to lose again.
It's your winning seed.
Defeated. I need you to get up out of your seat and high five 10 people across this room. Don't just stand your room, tell them across the room that you will win.